greatest podcast song of all time. And it's Fans O' Patrol time. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tiffobot. What's happening with you this week, Tiff?
Covered in a rash, feeling great.
Oh, shit.
So everybody know who's listening that I have a rash, you're welcome.
Right, so if you might hear a little...
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little scratchy.
We know what's happening. And boys and girls, it's been far too long. It's been too long, man. I've been hanging out with my homie on this podcast. We've been having fun doing The Matrix. But he had to come here. And we got some good ones. We got a Beat 'Em Down series. My homie from Code 45 Podcast. Beat Dip Down!
Yeah, I'm so glad your ass finally saw this damn movie, man. I've been waiting for how many years?
Since it came out.
How many years?
Came out. 3 years.
I was like, Montego, you gotta watch this. Montego, you gotta watch this.
I'll get to it.
Montego, you gotta watch
it. I'm gonna get to it. Yeah.
It took Patreon to get involved. That's dirty.
Yeah. Hey, what can you say, man? It's just some of those movies out there that, you know, something that when you really think about it, this what we've been doing the last few weeks has been kind of the Montego Tiffobot journey on shit we haven't seen, right?
Yeah, man. That's awesome, though. That's awesome.
This is one that I hadn't seen. Everybody and their grandmother, you know, saw it, and Get Out, man. We're doing Get Out this week. So this is 2017, as Beat 'Em Down said, man. And yeah, I need my ass kicked from not, you know, getting into this earlier. But horror, mystery, thriller, you know, Get Out, man. Rated R, 1 hour, 44 minutes, man. This movie stars Daniel Kaluuya. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Allison Williams, Bradley Whiteford, Christine Kinnear. Now, she's Catherine Kinnear. She's one of the people I recognize. Caleb Jones.
Yeah, she's the lady that he loses his virginity to in the 40-year-old virgin.
That is who she is. I couldn't place it the whole time. And Caleb Landry Jones. I couldn't place him, too, but I know I seen his ass somewhere. That was the little brother that just was so creepy and stuff. Betty Gabriel, Marcus Henderson, Lakeith Stanford, Stephen Root was in this. And don't let me forget, Little Red Howery. Is that how I say his name? Beat 'Em Down?
Close. It's Lil Rel.
Lil Rel Howery. Okay. So, and then there's a bunch of other people in this movie. But you know, before we hit it too hard, we always gonna do one word. Our guest, one word.
I gotta say relatable.
Oh, I didn't expect that. What do you mean by that?
A lot of like microaggressions that happened in the film that I have gone through like verbatim, and it was like it's one of the few movies that like literally like spoke to me like 100%, like the wavelengths matched. It was creeping me out, and it made the you know, like all my paranoias of what I think would happen, you know, if I leave the room, .. like all those things were like literally put on screen, and it set me back, and I really felt like, man, this is probably one of the most relatable films I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, we're going to have an interesting conversation because I watched this with somebody else in the room and we just kept having to stop and saying, God damn it.
You know? Yep.
You remember the time? Yep. Anyway, Tiff, one word.
I want to say outstanding.
Outstanding. That's a great word.
Yeah, I saw this movie when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember not knowing exactly what to expect when I saw it, being his like first film. But I remember like leaving the film and just being like, oh my God, I told a bunch of us, you have to see this. It's so good. You'll be so amazed. But I feel probably the opposite of you guys, because when I watch it, it's very cringy.
Hmm.
Because all I see is like stuff that white people do that's very uncomfortable for me to see.
Hmm.
Where I'm just like,
So we're gonna have a great conversation here. That's
yeah. So,
I don't know if I can put these words together and make one word. From the street is blown back one word. Or is that two? I just have to say.
We'll allow it.
Well, yeah, we'll allow it this time.
Thank you. I was blown back. You're right, hyphen. I was expecting something. I saw Us. We talked about Us, and you know, people feel dubious on that. Some people like it, some people don't. When I saw this, I didn't know what the hell expect. Even after all this time, guys, I hadn't talked to anybody about this movie and didn't know what the hell I was getting into. And once it got deep into the movie, I mean, it had you like, you know, like a Sherlock Holmes book, man. I was just like, oh, you know, oh, I just want to see more. So
it's very Twilight Zone.
Oh, big time.
Absolutely. And you can tell that, like, he obviously, like, made the Twilight Zone for ABC. So, like, he's obviously been influenced by, like, a lot of, like, classic horror. And it's really great how he takes that and kind of turns it just enough, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Phenomenal job. So, you know, let's hit them spoilers so we can get into it and start talking about what's happening. So the movie comes on and it's coming on one way, right? And then all of a sudden the music completely changes and we start seeing these pictures. And I'm like, everything happens for a reason in a movie. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting there like, why? why are we watching this? So we start this scene up, man, with this guy is walking through the suburbs, and it looks like the same bushes that was in Halloween, the very first one with Jamie Lee Curtis. It looks like that neighborhood. And I thought of that. Absolutely. So you can barely see this actor's face, man. You really can. You know, the screen is dark, but you can get a big glimpse on him. Now, a lot of this stuff happens from things that's been pulled out of the news over a lifetime. I remember things happening to people walking in the wrong neighborhoods and stuff, and, you know, people being beat up or killed and things like that. So this car turns around, and, you know, next thing you know, this brother is abducted. And I'm sitting there like, I don't know what the hell going on. Is anybody else intrigued at this point, or did you kind of feel like it was happening?
Oh, man, absolutely. Like, the talking under the breath, like, not me, motherfucker. Nope, right. Nope, not happening. Like already, like, that was, like, the immediate, like, because, like, there are so many places that I've been, like, when I was younger, I'm like, ugh, I'm not comfortable here. And there is not a speck of, like, crime or blood or knives or syringes or a crack house. It's, like, a nice neighborhood, but I'm uneasy because I know there's people there that aren't comfortable with me being there. You know what I mean? And it's like that definitely spoke to me. And sweet Jesus, when that car rolled up playing that creepy ass, like, old timey ass segregation music. Oh, bro.
And I'm like, brother, bro, man, you're gonna let him put the sleeper on you? And I didn't even think it was a sleeper. I thought he was just like, he broke his damn neck is what I thought, you know. And I'm just like,
he came out of nowhere though. Like he did like a nice misdirect though, because like I didn't see him coming. I was like, oh shit.
Hey, but F this guy, man, because you know goddamn better to be walking around in this neighborhood. Where's your damn car? If you don't have no car, you got no business going there. So that, the hell with him, Tuff. I don't give a shit. You
know? I mean, they do play it off as a very like good, yes, like you said, like when I'm uncomfortable, I like whistle or like talk to myself. You know, like, when you're scared
and you're like, right. I'm uncomfortable. Tiff is on Scooby Doo whistling down the dog hallway.
But yeah, so like when I first saw this, it does change, like, because the scene cuts immediately,
right?
And we're out, then now we're with Chris.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. We move to Chris, and he's shaving. We're showing normal stuff, and you can breathe now, right? And then we see this Caucasian female, and we, you know, I don't know where the hell is going. I'm like, Caucasian female, Chris Crawford. I said, oh, he must gonna. I had heard things that maybe it was something involved a white lady, and I was like, well, maybe they're gonna meet or something like that. But she comes into the apartment and beat him down. That's his woman.
Yeah, man.
Chris got a white woman. Oh, okay. That type of movie. All right. Good for you, Jordan Peele. You know, so, you know, they're a couple, and she hoodwinked this dude into going to see her parents. And I'm like,
nobody wants to see anybody's parents.
This, but the worst is he asks her the question: do they know I'm black? And she's like, well, what difference does it make? And I'm like, what the hell you mean? What difference does it make? You know. Where you at with this beat him down?
Okay, like full disclosure, I've never dated outside my race. I think the whitest woman was like a light skinned chick. Like,
it don't count, man. Get out of here.
No, it doesn't. No, I'm well aware it doesn't. I'm well aware of it. But like, that was always things that would like go through my mind. For people who I was interested in, like if I ever decided to talk to them, that's like one of the first things that popped in my head. It's like, ugh, I'm gonna have to have that talk. Are the parents even cool? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what kind of thing that's going to be. It was like a whole rigmarole that I would go through before even I even opened my mouth. And the fact that she was like, oh, no, I didn't tell them, was like, ugh. And then the whole, my parents would have voted for Obama a third time. I've literally heard that.
So many times. So many times.
Verbatim. And I was like, ugh.
So many times. Okay, so, yeah, I'm fist bumping you through the air right there. So, so then they
it's
go,
okay, Tim.
They go on this trip, y'all. And, you know, they're driving, and then, you know, they're doing, Jordan Peele is doing a lot going on right here, because we get introduced to the best friend, who looks a lot like my homie Beat Him Down.
I was sitting there like,
I don't think so.
I'm like, that's
I'll
my
take
boy.
It. No, I mean, you know, if I keep eating, yes.
Right. I'm like, that's my boy right there. And he cracking jokes and shit and being funny, that's my boy.
No, same character type. No, same archetype for sure. We don't look exactly the same, but exact same archetype. I am that guy. That, right. Yeah.
I do love Rod. I do think I would watch a spinoff.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, hell yes.
He's so funny hell and yes. It's so good in this movie.
So I love how he's so proud to be a TSA agent, and he's making, he's making those jokes, and, you know, he even says things that, you know, are foreshadowing, but not, you know, don't go in the house, she's shedding the trap for you, you know, and all this stuff. And they hit this goddamn deer, man.
Woo!
Scared the shit out of me. I don't know. Tiff, I mean.
I've seen this movie before, obviously. And I remember I was talking to my sister and my family last night, and I was like, oh, it's like, it's more like psychologically scary than like scary, scary.
Oh, yes, because it's not like a horror movie, but it's the intensity is what's scary. Go ahead.
Right. But then they hit the deer and I screamed. And so they were like, oh, it's not scary. And I was like, well, it's not the same as like being scared. But it is like it's a really strange scene because it comes back a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Symbolism. I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
Does he mercy kill that deer?
I don't think so.
I kind of thought it was implied that he did.
I don't know what you're going to do. Put it in a headlock? I mean, what you going to do, you know?
I don't know.
No, I don't think he did, only because of what happens later.
Okay, yeah.
So the cops come, you know, cop is about to pull some racist stuff. Girlfriend comes to the rescue. He thinks it's hot. Mm-hmm. They move on down the road.
I mean, yeah.
They move on down the road. So they get to the house, man, and all of us, you know, they pull up, and the director is pretty masterful at the way he shoots with the very slow. You see the person breaking the grass, but you really don't see him. But you see him, but they keep it moving. You see this guy, the dad comes outside, the mom comes outside. It's almost like meet the parents. And immediately he says everything that the girlfriend was going to say. You know, he's just, what's up, my man? I caught that. I'm like, God damn it, call him what's up, my man, and all this other bullshit. And the mom is like some calculated effing voodoo woman named Phyllis or something, man. And she bothered me for the first moment, y'all. Tiff, what is going on with this goddamn mama?
she is. Okay, so I'm poor. I was poor growing up. So, like, anytime I went somewhere where people had more money than I did, it automatically felt awful because I didn't feel like...
You relate it.
Yeah, but also, like, I was like, I don't... I think everyone can tell that I'm not... Because I don't dress well and I don't act nice. So I was like, so even...
You don't act nice?
Damn.
So I was like...
Wait a minute. What the hell is don't act nice mean?
I don't know, like, I sit like, what, I don't
see. What are you looking at, bitch? Legs, what are you looking at? What are you looking at me?
So, like, I don't drink out of glasses, right? I don't know. So, like.
You're not a proper.
Back like scotch? What are you talking about?
You're not a proper woman there.
I'm not a proper woman. Like, these people make me uncomfortable because they are, like, clearly, like, they're rich. Like, landed aristocracy Mayflower pieces of shit.
I'm rich, bitch.
Wow. Uber wasp.
Yes, very waspy. But she in particular is okay. I hate to say this because it's nothing against the actress. I think she's a fine actress, but her voice is so annoying to me.
Because she's talking in that thing. She's you like, know, that some people do.
Right. I'm sorry. She's hot to me, guys. I'm sorry.
I like that. I like that.
If I ever have to earn a PS5, this is the easiest way to go. This is drop in the bucket, bro. Like, this is nothing. Shit.
I'll give you 3 PS5s.
yeah, bro.
Shit. Yes.
So then they have, like, does it go from, like, that? So then the brother comes and he's just the fucking worst.
He is, but before that happens, you know, they're out on that porch before the brother shows up and the maid shows up, you know, and that scene happens where she's like, you know, God damn it, Georgina, you know, and she kind of comes off like a ogre, you know, real quickly. So then the brother shows up and he is the worst. Who is this goddamn guy?
Ugh, he's so gross, dude.
Here's the thing. Like, I know that there's like racial aggression stuff in this scene. But there's also like horrible, obviously, you would stop that person because he's being just annoying and obnoxious.
Are we talking about at the dinner or
at the dinner table?
Yeah, and he's looking at him like he's like a steak sandwich or something. Like, you know, you want to jump on top of him and stuff, you know. And our hero is doing a pretty good job, Tiff, at keeping his cool. Because I think I'd have been like, yeah, come on over here, homeboy. Well, go ahead and try to put me in a headlock. I'm going to beat your ass up in here, you know.
Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever had anybody like legitimately like do that to you?
Oh,
has that happened?
Yes, it has.
It's happened to me too, but like I basically did what Chris did in the movie. It was kind of like deferred because like everyone was drinking, and like I could tell he perked up when he saw me because he was like trying to arm wrestle people.
Really?
And yeah, I saw it in his eyes, and I was like, because if I win, this is gonna be a thing.
Yeah.
So like I just throw it. I just throw the match and blamed it on like a torn labrum that I never torn. But I was just like, yeah, I'm sorry, bro. I'm kind of not into it. But like he was still kind of like trying to gauge like, well, how much you bench. Like a lot of questions about my strength powers and nothing else. Like didn't ask about any. I mean, back pain. I'm like, dude, I'm a nerd, bro. I'm just happen to be whatever size I am. But like I could tell it was like this weird thing and like that whole. MMA is like a cerebral thing type shit, like all that bullshit, and I was just like, ugh, I hate it. I hate how real this is.
Listen, I have had fights in my time.
So man, you know, they go to bed and the girlfriend is apologizing because her parents, you know, she's acting like this is the first time she realizes her parents was racist. And that was weird to me because I'm like, you know, if your parents got issues and not right, like this ain't no damn mystery. You're not that clueless. She seemed like she was a pretty, you know, astute type of person, very observant to me, you know, even before any of this stuff happened. So your boy gets up, man. He wants to go smoke him a ciggy. And what a mistake this was. This dude is the dumbest dude I've ever seen in movies because, okay, two things happen. You know, the lady is in the house, you know, pulling on her head. And then that big fella, you know, just come charging, the gardener charges out of nowhere, out of the darkness. And I'm going after that, y'all. I'm like, okay, yes. I'm going home. This shit is crazy. This dude just come out of darkness. I thought I was going to die. It was like a rhinoceros. I'm out of here. But yeah, then,
terrifying.
To make matters worse, he goes in there and knows what this crazy ass woman is about to do to him and sits there looking at her. And I can't believe he participated as long as with this session like he did. I mean, anybody else was blown away?
I don't think. Here's my theory about this. He does not believe that he can be hypnotized because earlier in the evening, the father had been like, well, she can hypnotize you to stop smoking. And he kind of like scoffed, like, kind of like, oh, haha, not really. So when he went in there, I don't think that he didn't think he was going to get hypnotized. And by the time that he would have left, he was already frozen.
Hey, real quick, I want to interject. I don't know if you guys noticed, she initializes a subconscious trigger in him during that dinner.
Oh, I didn't know what you were
saying. I thought it was outside. I thought it was when she was sitting there clinking on that thing, but go ahead.
Right, yeah. When they were out, either outside or inside eating, she asked about his mom, and he got weird, and she caught that, and she pulled the spoon out of her lemonade glass and tapped the glass.
I caught it, Chief. I did catch it. I was like, nice. But I had to think about it in hindsight, you know what I'm saying? Because they showed, the camera showed her hitting it. So I'm like, well, nothing is wasted.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? Yeah.
Right. So then we see our boy sinking down into the pit of death. And
before we get to there, I do want to say something about the... So she's in that room in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And turns mm-hmm. the light on when he walks by.
Like a creepazoid.
Now, if my boyfriend's mom... who we've been together a long time, so it wouldn't be weird if she asked me to come and sit with her, was sitting in the dark with, and then turned the light on and walked by, I would say, well, why were you sitting in the dark?
Waiting for my ass
that
to come
seems
in.
Weird. That seems weird to me. Like, it's not like you were sleeping in here. I'd be, so I'd well, probably
she,
be like,
no. Well, she used the smoking part. She used the smoking
oh,
as the
feel bad.
As the excuse of why she caught him. You know, she caught him in the act of smoking.
She even said that I don't want my daughter harmed. You know, like his secondhand smoke was gonna do something. I guess
fuck out of here.
Coaching him, I know.
Like he just smoking three cigars at the same time and just breathing into her mouth,
giving her shotguns, good, baby. So you know, he wakes up, man, and it's everything is weird. And this next day is just insane because nothing is making sense. He sees the girl tugging on a wig. He goes down there and talks to the gardener. And oh boy, was that so strange talking to him? She's a real go-getter, isn't she? I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, is top of the line. On? Like, what the fuck? like what did you make of that, like, your first watch, like, trying to figure that out? Because, like, I was so just confused and baffled. I was like, why is he talking like
this? Okay, well, this is what I thought. I said, she obviously hypnotized these black people. Maybe, you know, these two black people in the house. I said, she hypnotized them, and they because they're so white, you know, white bread, they don't know how, you know, any brother or sister would talk. So they interjected them with what they think how people should talk, and this is what was the result. Okay. That's what I thought. I didn't, you know it was deeper than that.
So, right.
You know, so now we got the party, y'all, and everybody starts pouring in, right?
Oh, God. The worst.
Oh, God.
I might leave just because of the people who were there and not because of anything they said or did. I would just take one look and be like, no.
Oh, yeah, I got to go. That's too many white people. That's too many rich white people. I got to go. Everyone else who looks like me is the help. I got to go.
Everybody who looks like you was the, not everybody. Almost everybody. So we have a lot of shit going on here. And in hindsight, this scene makes even more sense to me. But when mm-hmm. it was going down, I was like, what the fuck? So I'm sitting there like, you know, I've had conversations where people said stupid shit like that they were saying to him. But it never was like right from the beginning. You know, they were so forward. It would be like the conversation would be going normal for a moment. And then it would be like, hey, what do you think of, you know, President Obama? You know, we love him. Right. And you're like, what? You know, why are we talking about President Obama? Well, I'm not so sure he lied, you know. And then you're like, what the fuck? What are we talking about? So this was familiar, but it was like over the top, beat him down. What do you think?
It was kind of like a fast track because, like, you know, they were pressed for time, I guess. But, yes. Like, every fucking box was checked.
Yes,
like,
it was. Yes, it was.
like, let me name a black athlete.
Yep.
Well, the Tiger Woods thing, I was just like, ugh.
Yeah. The black experience question from the Asian dude. Also, I have so many questions about the Asian dude. It's
like, yeah, who was like, he?
How did you get into this sect, bro? But, like the whole question about the, you know, tell us about the African-American experience. And like, I had this running gag with, I talked to Montego about, maybe Tiff might have heard it, how, like, I never got my black ambassador sash in the mail. But it's like I felt all this. Even unfortunately, even when Chris got accosted by that lady and was asking questions about the sexual prowess, I've had that happen. Me and my wife are at a bar.
Yeah, that's happened.
And like,
of course it's happened.
And like, just, yeah, this chick was like just near us and we're ordering drinks and like we're all having friendly conversation, and then just out of the blue, she's like, oh, I bet sex with you, like the sex between y'all is just amazing. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Based on what?
So,
she was right, but no. Yeah.
Any of
you know what time it is.
Any white people out here doing any of this stuff, stop it. Don't ever say any of this shit any closer to this shit. Don't talk about the person being black or nobody you know black that's black or any athletes is black. Just leave all that shit alone. All right. Don't talk about Denzel. Don't talk about Oprah. Don't talk about anything. Just, you know, let
it
flow.
It's okay to be white. Just be white. Right. Just talk about white shit. Right. It's okay. I won't bring up Fleetwood Mac. It'll be square.
So anyway, man, this goes, you know, really weird. And, you know, he meets the guy with the pictures. And, you know, that was probably the best thing about the evening for him, because he actually met a kindred spirit. But we got that scene with the guy with the hat, and he ended up being a brother from the beginning.
Okay, let me ask you about this scene.
Yes.
Because I think, and this could be because I'm white, but I'm pretty sure that that's a fashionable outfit to, like, if he was just out and about, I wouldn't think anything weird about that guy being dressed that way.
I would agree, but his mannerisms were super weird.
Right. But, like, what I'm saying is he takes a picture, and what I said to my, while I was talking to my sister, I was like, I just don't think a picture would be enough to be like, doesn't this guy seem weird to you?
Yeah, he looked like he was trying to have his pimp look on and stuff with that hat and that whole outfit. So it wasn't that strange, but when you saw his previous pictures, it was effing strange.
Right. That's when my sister was like, yeah, but he's missing.
Yeah.
That's why.
Exactly.
And so I was like, oh, duh, I'm so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah,
but his, like, watching it again, I was like, damn, he is standing like a old, like his, even though the body is new, like, that dude's just like, meh.
Yes, he was.
The dap misfire is probably one of the most indicative things I've ever seen.
Yeah, get out, and he scared the shit out of him.
And no, when he tried to dap him up and he grabbed his fist.
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
Oh, that's a red flag. I was like, dude, I was terrified. I was like, oh, I was
terrified. What got me is when he was like, I make him feel comfortable because I'm here at this party with him. I was like,
yo, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, can I ask a question? And this is stupid.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I have to ask this.
No, please.
Are there still white people who wouldn't know what a fist bump is?
I'm not so sure about that, but in my experience, I'm not a fist bumper. I'm not a dapper upper. I'm a regular firm handshake guy, and nothing.
That is so you.
Nothing bothers me most when somebody walks up to me and just assume that I'm soul brother number one and want to give me the poom, poom, poom. I'm like, get the fuck. Just shake my goddamn hand. I've actually said that to people. Just shake my goddamn hand. Okay,
knuckle to knuckle, I'm fine with, because, like, that's. Especially now in the COVID era. But, like, if your fist is vertical, then I look at you sideways. If you have horizontal fists, knuckles first, I'll accept that, because that's fairly neutral. Because, like, fighters do it, and, you know what I mean. Like, that's fine. But when you come at me old school, give me some dap, brother, and then I'm tackling you to the ground.
So, you know.
So, I know it's complicated, white people. I'm sorry. I know this. That's why I try to be as specific as possible.
I would just prefer a handshake and leave me the hell alone.
Offer what I would do. You know what I mean? Like, if I was going to meet someone for the first time, I would just do what I would do, or let them do what they would do. It's not like it's that hard.
Right.
People are so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he grabbed that fist wholeheartedly, yeah, and I was just like,
very strange.
So
this is great. It's a great scene.
They start having this auction. And I didn't know what the hell was going on at first. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And then I was like, wait a minute. They selling his ass. I was blown back, y'all. I was like, they selling him. Oh, no.
I know you lost your mind with that slow, when they zoomed out slowly. Yes. But surely. You're like, wait, how does everybody have bingo? What's going on?
I forgot about the bingo because, like, they said bingo, and I was like, I don't remember bingo. They had those bingo cards, and I was like, what's happening? And then I remembered. I was like, oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, that's when I was like, oh, no. Because I remember when he went upstairs.
Yeah.
And he tried to talk to Georgina, and then, like when everybody stopped talking, I legitimately have a fear of that.
Ooh, yeah, that was one of the creepier moments in the whole movie to me, because I'm like, I'm literally pulling my slapping my head. I'm gonna hear, you know, what the hell is going on in this place, man? And then he goes up, and Georgina starts crying, and, you know,
that was scary. So that was, and she was crazy. She's actually beautiful, dude, but she looks hideous in this movie.
Oh yeah,
the wig's really bad. I think
it is awful, but that's the point, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they showed the picture of her with her regular hair, I was like, oh, shit, Georgina fine as hell. Goodness gracious. She fine as hell. Shit, I never,
she fine as yeah, hell. Woo. She was scary as shit, dude, with that crying. That no. Like, ugh.
I know. So I love when he goes and calls his boy, man, and his boy is like trying to break down everything for him. And all he can really say is, I told you so. They could use you for a sex slave. And I'm like,
don't be sex slave.
I'm like, of course, that's what your boy, that's exactly what he would say. So,
exactly.
You know, he gets to the point that this goes way too far for our hero, man. And he wants the hell out. He tells his girlfriend, I want out. Let's go. She's down with it. I'm like, cool. So something is going on, but she don't know about it, right? Everybody's in on it, but she don't know about it, man. And man, he goes through, he sees those pictures. I'm blown back. I'm like, God. Oh. First of all, I'm like, man, this chick been through a whole bunch of brothers, man. It's gracious. Yeah. And a sister.
I did think that would be, okay. This is my one very nitpicky flaw with this film, which is really not even, it's very pointless. That would be a very long con to get bodies. It would be to date people for months and months and months.
No, she did him in 4 months. She got him ready for 4 months. Right,
but that would be, and there was like 10 people in that box or so. So that's 40 months. And that's a lot.
What got me, I'm sorry, I'm going to be that guy. I was like, man, she
ain't a lot of money, though.
I was like, she ain't even that goddamn fine. That's
I've been, man. Like, I'm glad you said it. Because I was like, I mean, y'all got to do better than that. Yeah. If it's Scarlett Johansson.
Thank you.
I'd be
in trouble.
In their hands.
I'm in trouble. My brain is gone. But
I'd be wearing fucking polo gear like with the helmet.
Oh shit!
Riding crops. I'd have been out of there.
So he starts talking about get the keys. Can't find the keys. He go and I'm at that point. I'm like, oh, she in on it. The bishop, you know. Well, we knew that because of the pictures too. And I don't even know why he was still clowning with her at that point. Know. To me, just leave the goddamn house. He got the brother in front of the thing. You could have sucker punched the goddamn brother. I'm sorry, he wasn't even looking up, man. Just uppercutted his ass, uppercut, and walk out the door. But then when they close in on him, holy shit! I was just like, oh boy. And then she ting ting, and he. Out just damn
brutal,
you know,
brutal.
I know. So he wakes up in that creepy downstairs living room from the 70s, you know, with the big with the big TV, and goes through these things where they're brainwashing him. And I got a question to ask y'all, because they're talking about the brainwashing, and the grandfather says, I did it to my whole family. Does that mean he did it to the kids also?
No. He was talking about like including them on the process. Like he's keeping the process and the whole Caligula, you know, game plan. He's keeping it with
Caligula.
That's what he
said. No, but I thought he said that he's done it to his whole family because, you know, now they're, you know, he was talking about controlling. I thought he had did it to all of them because I was like, why would the kids be down with this? You know, what's in it for them?
Money. The money, bro.
Man, but this
the chick goddamn
is,
money.
She blowing 17 dudes a month, you know what I mean? And what's okay, well, whatever. Okay.
Hey, it's the money. Hey, they both know their strengths. Like one's choke. Cause like, also, the brother and sister work together. They work on separate accounts. So you have gross looking, always dirty looking younger brother. Like he does like the straight up snatch and grabs. Like he just grabs him, chokes him out. Like he doesn't do
that's true. That's
he doesn't
true.
Do the long call.
That's true.
So like you have so he probably just gets like he's probably like the, you know how they got like the, you know, the market lobster, and then they got like the lobster you get at Red Lobster. So I feel like the daughter's in charge of the like market price.
But does he do the snatch and grab? Because he was coming to see her, wasn't he? In the beginning, the sister.
Yes, but he got. I think what he's saying is he was the one that took the other guy.
No, because it was around the same time. It was only he was gone for 3 months. So maybe.
Oh, I mean.
So maybe.
So anyway, man, you know, our boy you got your boy, his best friend is trying to break the code, and I felt so bad for him when he was in front of the damn police officers, and they, you know, I knew she was clowning on him when she went and got the other officers and stuff. I said, they're gonna laugh at his ass. He kept talking about TSA and shit, but he was trying to
see Maxine Waters, though, from Living Single. It was nice to see her again.
I couldn't place her. That's exactly who the hell she was. You got that right. It sure was. I was like, who the hell is she? And so that wasn't happening, man. That wasn't happening. Nah, so
embarrassing.
Yeah, it was. He embarrassed himself, you know. And
but you know what I love about him is that in this, I think in a lot of other movies, that character would be discouraged and give up. He does not give up.
He did not.
No, he does not. God bless him.
Yeah, he did not give up. So it goes down, y'all. You know, we find out that it's brain transplants and they're doing this kind of stuff, and very far-fetched, but it was still cool. You know, you're like, god damn, so they're taking, these people are buying the bodies, and the guy was like, I don't give a shit if you're black or not, I just want your eyes. I kind of like that, so they didn't completely make it 100% by race, because I'm saying, I don't shit, who the hell wants to be black in this day and age? Shit, I don't know.
Right.
I heard that shit like, y'all crazy.
Shit. I mean, he even asked like, why? But right. Man, but like, you know, but it's all for the, it's for the, like, you always cut back, well, black is in season.
Yeah, he did say that, didn't he? And so,
yes.
You know, the brother comes in there and he conks his ass on the head.
Ah, so sad, so satisfying.
Yeah, you know what?
You rewatch that again and again.
I was like, why didn't he just keep me? I thought
him another one.
Yeah, he gave him two, and it was blood leaking all over the floor. And I was like, well, he might be out, but I probably would have caved his skull in because he was just an asshole on top of it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
You know,
isn't it crazy how Cotton was his salvation? He had to pick cotton to survive.
Oh, I did not even think about that.
Oh, I didn't think about that either. Put that cotton.
I'll be here all day.
And what bothered me is he took the cotton out. Because when he took it out, I was like, don't
take it. Put that in there.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything these fuckers have to say. Just leave it.
Exactly.
Right.
I did appreciate him throwing that nasty waxy ass shit on that dude's face, though. That was nice.
So he goes upstairs, and then he ends up tussling with the brother or the
he kills the dad.
Not the dad.
Yeah, he goes into the next room, and the dad catches the house on fire, and that's the slowest burning fire in the history of fires. I'm like, man, I heard that fire.
I don't even think that fire, and I would say in that house probably would not have caught the whole house on fire. It probably would have snuffed out.
I would agree, because it was nothing else other than those curtains, right, for it to catch on fire to. And so, you know, he stumbles upstairs, and the voodoo woman is there, man. She waiting on him.
Yeah, buddy.
You know? But he was smooth.
I love that he just smacks that cup.
Yes, he was smooth smacking that cup, man.
I like how they both ran for it like it was the gun.
It should have been tussling over the goddamn coffee cup. So
she gets dismissed within a kill. It's very just clean. That's it. Just stabs her right in the eye.
Yeah.
I mean, but when he took the shit through the hand and no sold it. That's how you know he's been through some shit, man.
He was like, probably halfway in that pit still, man. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, he had his fucking mind made up. Like, the whole, he was ready for whatever was going to go down, man. It was awesome.
Now, what kills
awesome scene.
Kills me is the girl. She's upstairs eating her Fruit Loops, you know, and she don't have, you know, none of this, you know, she's not paying attention to any of this stuff, man, you know.
Hey, did you catch the symbolism with the cereal and milk?
No, I didn't get that.
She kept the white separate from the colors, guys.
Oh, Jesus. She did.
There's so much of it, guys. I will bog the show down. I'm not going to do it.
Wow.
There's so much.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Here, so, you know, Georgina takes off running, man. He, you know, I don't think he really understood, you know, that what was happening. You know, he tosses the brother comes back upstairs, and he stumps his ass, he crushes his skull, and that was really satisfying, Tiff. I was like,
I was like, oh, we get to see it again. I think that guy is so bad that I think Jordan Peele knew that we needed to see him come back and get his ass hit again.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And also watch him get outsmarted too, which was beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, because he just thought he was the whip, didn't he? He just, I'm the
man. Yeah, he got tricked.
Yeah, he did. So he gets past him, he gets out in the yard, and next thing you know, poof, he hits Georgina. What the hell, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get it. He said, and, you know, it kicks in, he says, oh, shoot, you know, goes and puts her in the car. Big mistake. everybody knew it.
he had to do it though, because that that was literally him addressing the guilt of his mom, how she died, with him not doing nothing from hitting run.
Yes, and see, I didn't get that, but that's a great point. So they're driving, and old sister girl comes out of the house, man. You know, with a 30-06, bro, and she's like capping him down. Now, if she would have actually took the time to aim, she would have lit his ass up. But she was shooting it like a shotgun. Yeah, she
blew his head up.
Right, and you know, she's shooting at the car. And the car crashes, dude. So Georgina wakes up like a Friday the 13th nightmare movie and stuff, and the car crashes, and the girlfriend comes down the street, man, and she's gonna finish him off. And they get out the car and she's like, "Get him, grandpa." And then, oh god, that dude is running so freaking fast, man. So what happens now? Beat him down.
So thankfully, grandma is out of the picture because of the crash. But I was too busy, like, being shell-shocked, realizing that the granddad never got over Jesse Owens beating him to where he had to get a black body and would just run at night like a psychopath. I was like, yo, that's insane. But, like, they get to tussling, man, and this dude's huge.
Oh, he's a big bastard.
So I'm afraid. Yeah, so I'm afraid for Chris, but Chris is struggling, and by the grace of God, he has his freaking phone, and it got charged, and he hits him with the flash.
Yes.
But the daughter doesn't see it. So, like, the black dude comes back to his senses, and he's been harboring, because, like, when your body's hijacked, you're there for the whole ride.
Right. That's what they say.
So he knows what time it is, and he's just like, "Give me the gun. I want to do it." I'm like, "Yeah, do it." Gunshots her ass with the, he had no other words, but blah, right through the gut. But then he took himself out, and I was like, "Oh no, brother! You could have."
No, well, you know
no,
what?
No way.
Because he, the guy, explained that it's only a slither of you left, and the rest of it was them. Right. And while he was in control, he took control and put a stop to it. And then all of a sudden, your boy Beat Him Down shows up in the car to the rescue. I'm sitting there like, "Beat Him Down!"
I know you were terrified though.
I know
you were mad.
I'm like,
because when she was getting choked, and then she had that freaking creepy ass smile on her face, I was like, "Oh, you deserve to die. You're the worst."
Yeah, I thought he was gonna get murdered. I thought it was gonna be that cop that pulled him over earlier, and I was like, "He's gonna." I said, "This is one of them endings that I'm gonna be mad as hell." I was so happy when he got there and they got in that car and started driving away. And he started joking about the TSA is always on the case. He said, "How'd you find me?"
Hell yeah.
So
you know originally he was supposed to get arrested and brought to jail.
Yeah, that would have pissed me off, man.
But no, the reason like Jordan originally wanted to have that ending because he didn't want anybody to have a false sense of security with Obama being president. But then Trump got in the office and he was like, "Nah."
So, man, that's basically it, man. Phenomenal achievement.
I want to talk about this movie. I want you to guess how much you think this movie cost to make.
Ooh, I'm going to say 10.
I'm going to say 11. I was thinking 11 from the beginning.
$4.5 million.
Ooh.
Wow.
And how much did we make?
Wow.
$255 million.
Boy.
He can make anything he wants to after that. Shit.
Success. Success. That's crazy that this movie was made on that budget, because it's a really, you would not be able to tell from looking at it that's the budget for this movie.
$4 million. Wow. And they probably stuck him with that $4 million. It probably wasn't his decision to just do it on $4 million. Goodness gracious.
Oh, of course.
Right, because one of the things that you saw, so I know Beat 'Em Down's talking about the alternate ending where he goes to prison and stuff like that. And in that commentary scene, you can hear Jordan Peele says, "We were running out of time. We were running out of shot. Like, we had to take what we could do." You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Cause he hated how she died, Rose died when he quote unquote killed her. He was like, it was a kind of a crappy death scene, but we had no time. I was like, shit.
It was good enough for me, man. Shit, so that was fine. But that's gonna do it, man. We done came to the end, and we're gonna thank our homie for coming in and hanging out with us, man. From Code 45 Podcast, man. Appreciate
thanks for having
your
me on. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Tiff, man, it's time to go. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tifflebot. Say goodbye to the people. Tiff,
it's been a big pleasure.
hey man, and before y'all go on and get your Avengers going and go ahead and listen to episode 300 of the 300 show, you know, we don't expect everybody to listen to it in your damn car. We expect you to watch it with the movie. So watch Avengers this week and check that out. So that's going to do it, man. And until next, until Sunday, we will be on patrol.
Patrol.
Patrol time.